Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Red Sox fans get the playoff matchup many were hoping for. It'll be the Sox and the Yankees in the American League Division Series, which begins tomorrow night at Fenway. It's because the Yankees beat the Oakland A's 7-2 yesterday in the Bronx to win the wild card game. For a playoff preview this morning, we turn now to sports columnist Steve Buckley, who's just joined the website The Athletic with other great sports writers. Steve, good morning and congratulations on the move.
Thank you. It's going to be quite an interesting ride for him. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's talk about Sox and Yankees. First time in the playoffs together in 14 years. How do they match up?
Well, they're two 100-win teams. Begin right there. The Red Sox won 108 games, the Yankees won 100. It's the first time in history that both of these storied franchises have won 100 or more games in the same season. So that in and of itself makes for some really good baseball. And then you blend in the history and the shoving back and forth and all the various storylines over the years, the border war, as we call it, between Boston and New York. It's going to make for quite a series.
All right, the Yankees seem pretty much red hot right now. Their powerful lineup is smacking homers. So should the Red Sox be worried about the Yankees?
They have power. They have thump. They have Aaron Judge. They have Sanchez. This is a lineup that, for you older folks, is reminiscent of you know, Mantle and Mays way back in the 60s, and it's that kind of a lineup. It's what you think of stereotypically when you think through history of the New York Yankees. And, I mean, and then they have other things. They have bullpen and starting pitching and all that. But I think when you think this lineup, you think right-handed power coming into Fenway against two left-handed starters. To answer your second question, you know, Chris Sale's coming off an injury, and David Price hasn't ever won a playoff start. So you put those two guys in the mound with lots to prove against a very powerful lineup, you know, watch out.
Chris Sale, you mentioned him. He starts tomorrow night for the Sox. Manager Alex Cora says he's 100% sure Sale is ready to go for the playoffs despite two stints on the disabled list this season and just 12 innings in the four games he played in September. Does it look that way to you? Is he ready?
Well, it doesn't, for the simple reason that really nobody is 100% in October. I mean, it's good for Alex Cora to say that. I would have said that if I were in his position. But the baseball season is long. It's grueling. It begins the day after the previous season ends. The players, they go to Scottsdale and they do these arduous off-season training regimens. And then there's the heavy lifting of the regular season, 6 months and the travel and the late nights and all that. And you get into October, everybody's kind of held together with tape and bailing wire and so forth. So I understand the spirit of what he's saying, but this is the time of year when guys are really reaching back for that reserve tank. So obviously we have postseason heroes every single year. He may well be one of them, but given what he's coming off of right now and the way he looked in his last couple of outings, I need to see it first.
And what about at the plate? Are the Red Sox ready when it comes to swatting the ball?
Oh, I think so. I mean, again, you've got Martinez and you've got Mookie Betts right there, two prime candidates for American League MVP. And you've got a shortstop in Bogaerts who drove in 100 runs. Benintendi in left field had great on-base percentage this year, and he knocked in a ton of runs. The offense will be there. If the offense isn't there, it's not because they don't have it. It's because it got shut down by the Yankees. Now, I think a better question is, are these younger players ready for the big stage? And that's a fair question. You know, Mookie hasn't exactly lit it up in the postseason. So you have a fair question there where can these young players form a cohesive unit and step under that glaring spotlight of October and put up the big numbers? But that's a story to be written, but they did put up great regular season numbers.
So make a prediction. Who's moving on to the American League Championship Series, Red Sox or Yankees?
I'm picking the Red Sox in a five-game series that will be very spirited, and I dare say there will be a staring contest or two going on throughout this because of the nature of the rivalry.
Steve Buckley, columnist with The Athletic. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.